Parsha Truma opens with a cryptic pasuk because it starts with Hashem speaking to Moshe and saying to him, by the Rosh Moshe Limor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu li truma. Me'et kol yishishir yidvenu li bot, yikhu et trumati. This v'yikhu li, take the portion for me. I mean, it should be they should give it, not they should take it. There's something about taking something, and the word truma means literally in English, you would translate it as such as to give something. But leharim, truma, means the raising up of something. Really, it's not the giving, the donation factor. It's really some kind of of something that's raised up, which is what truma is generally. It's a tithe. It's something that's taken. The Medrash here, line 5, rather, on our sheet, starts off by trying to explain the idea of v'yikhuli truma against the backdrop of the notion of likicha, taking something, and particularly something in hand. It's based on a pasuk we know very well, so I reproduced it here, lines 2 and 3. Ki lekach tov natati lachem, torati al ta'azovu. I gave you a good teaching. Don't forsake my Torah. Right. So this is a lekach. A lekach, in English, you would call a lesson or a teaching. Right. A lekach also can be something that one receives in terms of mekach. Mekach u'memkar would be buying and selling, an acquisition. Here's how the Medrash deals with v'yikhu li truma, trying to understand what this means. You shall take for me the truma. Remember, and then it's going to go through. This is the truma that you should take. Gold, silver, copper, etc., all the different elements, and then you're going to build out of it the Mishkan. Here, line 6. V'yikhu li truma hadu dechtib kidak kotov tatlechem t'orati al ta'azovu, the direct quote. Al ta'azovu et ha-mekach shenatati lachem. Don't forsake the product, practically, that which I gave you to take, that I've given to you to have. Yesh lecha adam shlokech mekach, yesh bo zahav, ein bo kesef. Yesh bo kesef, ein bo zahav. Person can buy something that contains gold, but not silver. Silver, not gold. Aval ha-mekach shetati lachem, yesh bo kesef. Right? The point is, it has kesef. I forgot to add here. Yesh bo zahav is the added part. Yesh adam lokech sadot v'alo kramim, kramim v'lo sadot. Aval ha-mekach hazeh, yesh bo sadot v'yesh bo kramim. You could buy fields and not orchards, or vice versa, now, or vineyards rather, and now the exact opposite, or the opposite, but this has everything in it. Sometimes someone buys something, no one knows what its value is, or what it even is, the nature of it. But from the reward, the compensation given to the agent, the salesperson, as it were, so that will tell us about the value of that which has been taken. Kach haTorah, ein adam yodea mahi, ela mischar shelakach Moshe. We know it's a great value even before we've learned it, from what we see happens to Moshe Rabbeinu, namely, u'Moshe lo yadaki karan or panav bedabro itor. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from our Sinai, the last time he comes down, his face is shining. V'yesh lecha mekach shemishem machro nimkar imo. And sometimes you have a sale. It's rare, but you have a sale where the one who has done the selling sells himself with the object, or with the item. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Macharti Lachem Torati, I sold to you my Torah, Kiviyachol, Nimkarti Ima, I too was sold along with it. V'yikhu li truma, they shall take for me something that they will raise up, but in a certain way, the Medrash has read it as, the last part of the Medrash at least, they will take me as they raise things up. They're going to have now practical mitzvahs. Make sure God is in the equation of the accomplishment of those mitzvahs. It would seem to be fairly obvious that one is responding to a mitzvah because it is a mitzvah from Hashem. It's not stamen activity. And yet, the Bali Medrash sound like they're hinting at the idea that God himself is coming along. And then, of course, what's the mitzvah here? The binyan beit hamechira, the building of the Mishkan, into which goes, among not the physical components, but what goes into it ultimately, the Shechina, hence the name Mishkan, the Shechina at Hashem, v'shechanti betocham, the whole goal of it. And the idea that the lekach, that which is being taken, is called good. It's a good thing. Why? It's all-encompassing. It doesn't have one item or another. It has everything within it. I'm skipping the first teaching and the second teaching because I realize the third piece of Torah is actually the easiest, most accessible, and actually reflects best back on the earlier Torahs. So skip line 14 to 33. Skip line 34 to the next page, 69. We're starting line 71. You can tell everyone you finished the whole seat.
Huh?
It's awesome. B'medrash ki lekach, line 72. B'medrash ki lekach tonatati. This is from Taf Resh Mem Vav, the Sfat Emet, in 5644, to correspond to 1884. And he gave this Torah. Kvar katafti b'makom acher mizeh, ki al yedei ha-Torah yicholin limtso hatov b'cho ma'aseh breshit. Through Torah, one can find the idea of tov, that which is good, in all of the creation. The Amru Chazal, as the sages teach, Be'oraita bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma. Another variant is Yistako Be'oraita bara Alma. God looked into the Torah and created the world from it. He bit ba'Torah u'bara ha'olam. V'yitachen shehutziu kein, it stands to reason that the place where the sages came up with this, how do they know this? Okay, it's a received tradition, granted. But is there a source in the Torah itself that hints to this? V'yitachen shehutziu kein imam aroit barach, from the fact that he may be blessed, said, b'chol ma'aseh bereshit, throughout ma'aseh bereshit, what does it say every day almost? Vayar Elokim ki tov. Vayar Elokim ki tov. Keeps repeating. God saw that it was good. What was good? The creation. Vahainu, meaning shehibit b'chol davar shenimtza bo divrei Torah, nikra tov. Nimtza bo dvar Torah, excuse me, nikra, shenikra tov. Remember? Ki lekach tov natati lachem, I gave you a good lekach. Torati, second half of the pasuk, Torati al ta'azovu, don't abandon my Torah. What is good? The Torah is the goodness being described here. The Torah's definition is that it's good. What do you see in the Torah every single day? In Ma'aseh Bereshit, Vayar Elokim ki tov. How does the Sfat Emet read it? He understands it against the back of this Midrash, ki lekach tov natati, meaning, when God looks at the creation and every day reflects, not day two, by the way, but the other days, Vayar Elokim ki tov, each day, what does it mean? God saw that there was goodness here, meaning he, so to speak, found that in each thing there was some element of Torah. That's what made it good. Umikodem hachet, hayan nigle hatov, v'achar kach nitarev rabitov. At the beginning, this goodness, this tov, was obvious. It was revealed. But afterward, after the sin, ra got intermingled with the tov, and it was hidden. Ki hine hakol talui b'zeh adam, and everything depends therefore on the human being. Shu klal habriya shenikra olam katan, a human being is referred to both in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, everyone likes to quote, right? Kol ha'matzil nefesh achat, could be Mishra'el probably, kilu kiyom olam male, that Mishnah, yeah? And conversely, one who kills someone, God forbid, destroy a whole world. So a human being is called the olam katan. This is true here, it's true certainly in Kabbalistic literature. Okay, from my very, very limited foray into it, really mediated through Hasidut, but the human being is referred to as the olam katan. V'hu ha'makayim ha'torah. The human being is the one who upholds the Torah. Al yado nimtza hatov b'chol ma'aseh breshit. Through the actions of the pure person is the good found in all of ma'aseh breshit. Dichtiv, as it says, at the end of creation, on the end of the sixth day, vayar Elokim et kol asher asa vihine tov me'od. What do Chazal say? Darshu Chazal me'od ze adam. An anagram. Me'od, it was very good. Hine tov adam. In the Torah, it's just spelled Mem, Aleph, Dalet. The Darshu Chazal Me'od Ze Adam V'Charkach Ayedei Achet Hayata Aruvot Hayuta Aruvot. Because of the sin, things got mixed up. Things got cloudy. U'b'Kabbalat HaTorah Hutkan HaKilkul. At the time of Kabbalat HaTorah, that which was thrown off course was fixed, corrected. V'Katuv Mikodem Vayihi Moshe Bahar Mem Yom U'Mem Laila. Remember, where is that? The end of Parashat Mishpatim, the last pasuk, the last words on page 442, or in Yerchomis, Parakhav Dalet, pasuk Yudchet, and Sefer Shemot, Vayavo Moshe betoch Anan Vayal Elahar, Vayim Moshe Bahar Arbaim Yom Va'arbim Laila, says the Sfat Emet, what was going on 40 days and 40 nights? Shekibel Kolator Shebal Peh, Vuhatziur Pnimi Shel Klalut Bnei Yisrael. And this is the inner form, the inner image of the general nation Israel. I'll explain that in a minute. Lachain hayu mem yom kineged yitzirat havlad. 40 days as against the 40 days for the conception of a child. I refer to this day, but the 40th day is an important benchmark. in the gestational period from a halachic vantage point. We said 40 days before birth, the announcement about who the bar zug is going to be for this child. Again, in a mystical term, not sure what it means literally, but there's a bat kol that announces so-and-so is going to marry so-and-so. Again, sometimes it's difficult to understand how it plays out, but the Sfat Emet's point is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days and 40 nights up on Har Sinai? He is there in a gestational period, so to speak, for the Jewish people. What's he doing? He's learning the Torah Shebaal Peh. What is the Torah Shebaal Peh? The Torah Shebaal Peh is my language. It's not the Sfat Emet's language, but I'm not exactly explaining what he's saying. It would take, frankly, too long. The spiritual dimension of the Jewish people is being developed in the persona of Moshe Rabbeinu. He will then come down the mountain and he will share it with the people. But why 40 days, 40 nights? For exactly that reason. He is going to help the Jewish people develop their spiritual personality. First, he's developing his. On Har Sinai, he'll come back down. The Jewish people have a particular image, meaning they have a particular form that they take. Okay, this is already going farther and further afield. Line 80, it's based on the Gemara. You are called Adam. The Jewish people are called like as if they were one person. Okay, that was way too deep. I apologize. I went too far in. I can't, to try to explain this, not going to go well. Line 81, just take it from here. From the power, this power. What power is this? The power that the Jewish people have to hark back to the days before the chait of Adam and Chava, which is how? By accessing the blueprint of the world, which is the Torah. By accessing that blueprint, the Jewish people make a tikkun on the world and can access the tov, meaning the elements of Torah that are found throughout all of creation. It's, after all, the blueprint of creation. Vayara Elokim ki tov is not that God saw that it was good in the human sense of good, but God saw that it was filled with tov. What's that tov? Ki lekach tov natati lechem. The world is imprinted by the image given it, as it were, by the Torah that is the world's blueprint. Do you follow or have I lost you somewhere?
No.
This is not a simple issue, not a simple matter. Line 81, there's a whole thing here about how the Jewish people are like one human being. And so to the extent that the human being as a universal, as a creature, is at the apex of creation, so the Jewish people, when we connect to the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the unseen, unwritten, unrevealed part of the Torah, not in a written form at least, and then we internalize it, everyone, every Jew, in the aggregate, becomes this Adam, like the Adam that came before the actual human being named Adam. It's the harking back to being the primordial man who can see the light of Torah in everything. Vayar Elokim Kitov, the human being also the capacity to see that Tov readily. Uvakoach zeh, through this power, that's v'yikhu li truma. V'chule hainu laharim kol habriya. V'yikhu li truma, God is saying to the Jewish people, again, the Sfat Emet explaining what the Medrash meant over here, especially the last part. When you will be engaged with these physical objects, gold, silver, copper, the threads of azure and crimson and et cetera, all of these different colors and the linen, you'll be putting it all together. You're building this whole massive structure and you're using the acacia with the whole thing. What are you doing? You're raising up all of creation through it. Why? Because you understand that this construct is not stomped. Okay, build a building and I'm coming. The act of the building itself is the raising up of these physical elements to a higher spiritual level. The pressing of them into the service of Hashem is part and parcel of that which raises all of creation. Therefore, v'yikhu li truma, they shall take for me this truma, this raising up, not stam, the taking of these objects and using them and giving them, donating them, but raising them up and raising creation up. Uvadai elu hayod gimel advarim amenuyin kan, 13 things that are listed here. Zahav, Kasif, Nechoshet, Chelet, Agaman, Tolat, Shani, Sheish, Izim, Orot Eilim, Odamim, Orot Techashim, Atzei Shitim, Shemen Lema'or, B'Shemim, right? It's 13, right? So these 13 things, Heim Shorash Kol Habriya, these are all at the root of creation. Uma Shenikra Truma, Hagam Kimi Eila Haminim Nitnu Kol HaNimtza Etzlam, Raksha Ayedei Zu HaNedava, Haya Aliyah L'Kol Habriya. The idea is that even though they were taking from that which they already had in their possession, and they were taking from it, not all that they owned, but from it. But through this act of giving, and for this purpose, they were raising up all of creation. Ayidei trumazu shehirimu hareshit v'shorash hatov haganuz b'masa breshit nitkan kol masa breshit. Through this action, which is what? An action of making something, right? V'chein ta'asu, like ma'ase breshit. This is the chein ta'asu. God says to the Jewish people, you make this. You do a ma'ase breshit here. What are you going to do? You're going to hark back, now that you have the blueprint of the Torah, Torah Shebichtav, and Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichtav they don't have yet, really. But they have a Sefer HaBrit, they have not the Luchot yet, but they're getting it. It's coming. And they already heard from Hashem. Take all of this natural order, raise it up to Hashem, and by doing so, you'll have raised up actually all of creation. You're harking back to that primordial time. Now this is already 1884 he gave this Torah. But actually I thought this was a better entree to a Torah we're going to see now, an earlier Torah, and hopefully will make more of an impression than it would have otherwise made. And that is the original Torah in 56:35. It's line 20. The Medrash describes Lekach Tov Natati Dichtiv, as it says in Tillim. I just quoted the line there, line 16. Marav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanti Lirecha. What goodness did you hide for those who fear you? To Ita, as it says, Or Shenivra B'Sheish Shemei Breishit Haya Misof HaOlam VaAd Sofo V'Ginza Kodesh Baruch LaTzadikim. The original light when God created the world, Vayomer Lakim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, was the light of Ma'ase Breishit. It went from one end of the universe to the other, but God hid it away for the tzaddikim. V'heichan ginzo, where did God hide this light? Where is it? Where's the location? It's hidden in the Torah. Shenikra tov, al shem or haganuz. Dichtiv, vayar Elokim, the first thing that God calls good is, vayar Elokim et haor kitov. Right? If you look carefully back at Breishit, at the story, just right at the beginning, flip the pages with me, you see something interesting. Look at page 2, Pasuk Dalet. So Perek, you have a whole chumash? Yeah. Perek Aleph, Breishit. Pasuk Dalet. Ver Elokim et ha, or Kitov. Vayadel Elokim, right? Et cetera, et cetera. Right? Vayar Elokim et ha, or Kitov. Day 2 doesn't have a Kitov. Look at day 3. You have at the end of Pasuk Yud, Vayar Elokim Kitov. At the end of Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayar Elokim Kitov. Making up, by the way, for day 2. That's the sidebar. Day 4. What do you have there toward the end of the day? Specifically, verse 18, Pasuk Yud Chet, Vayar Elokim Kitov. You see where this is going. Day 5, Vayar Elokim Kitov. That's the end of Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Then comes day 6, and we have again, at the end of Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayar Elokim Kitov. The only thing, Vayar Elokim et something, Kitov, is the or. Everything else, Vayar Elokim Kitov. Ever God saw that it was good. But it doesn't say what the it is. Obviously, your first word comes to the Pesukim before. But the Torah singles out Vayar Elokim et ha-or Kitov, says this Sfat Emet, because God was referring to the light of creation itself, which he says actually, it was originally obvious, this supernal light, meaning the emanation, as it were, separate and distinct from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I should say. But the or that Hashem created in the Bria, that is the light that is at the beginning of everything, of the creation of the world itself. Hashem hid it. Where did he hide it? In the Torah. Vayar Elokim et ha'or kitov. Right? And I put it here, just the Medrash Tanchuma lines 24-25. Or Shenivra b'yom rishon sheginzo Kadosh Baruch Hu le'amelei Torah shebaal peh b'yom uvalayla. He hid it away for those who toil in the oral Torah. That's where the light of Torah is hiding. Meaning, the Torah's light is hidden in the Lekach Tov. It is the Lekach Tov. The word Tov, in other words, is the repository of the light from creation. Line 27. V'nimtza ki'al yedei ha-Torah u'mitzvot zocheh ha-adam l'zeh ha-or. You want to get back to that original light from creation? That requires the performance of Torah and mitzvot. That's what gives you the merit. The truth is, this light is everywhere. When he says everywhere, he means everywhere in the universe.